With a look at your sports on this Tuesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Some high school basketball from last night. Boys action, Bridgewater Emory, they defeat Coleman Egan 58-30. Sutton Arend with a big night, 26 points and 13 rebounds for Bridgewater Emory. Number two, O'Gorman boys, they defeat Washington 62-51. Girls basketball last night, top two teams in the state. Number one, Washington, and number two, O'Gorman in Sioux Falls. O'Gorman, they defeat number one Washington 61-52. Hannah Ronsink with 20 points and 7 rebounds. So, for the time being, Washington still at number one, O'Gorman at number two, but that will likely change here next week's poll. Latest poll was released on Monday afternoon. Brandon Valley girls are at number three, Stevens is at four, and Rapid City Central at number five. Class AA boys, Mitchell is at number five for the second straight week at 5-2. Aberdeen Central stays at number four. Harrisburg, they make a big jump up to number three. And Roosevelt and O'Gorman still at 1-2. In Class B, DeSmit boys still at number one. And in Class B girls, Aberdeen Roncalli at 6-0. They're still at number one, followed by Corsica Stickney. College football playoff expansion talks, they remain stalled, and the possibility of a new format by 2024 has dimmed after 3 days of meetings failed to produce an agreement. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says it's looking unlikely that college football playoff expansion would come before the end of the current contract that expires in 2026. They've not ruled it out altogether, but it is unexpected. College basketball, top 25, Baylor once again the unanimous number one, and USC, they're at number five. That's the highest they've been in nearly five decades. Gonzaga is at number two, UCLA at three, Auburn at four, and USC, they round out the top five. This is the highest that Southern California basketball has been since December of 1974. Novak Djokovic, he's returned to the tennis court for training, having won his legal battle to stay in Australia and play in the Australian Open after his exemption from the strict COVID vaccine rules were questioned. The Australian government, though, still threatening to cancel his visa and deport him. The unvaccinated Djokovic was released earlier this week after being confined to a hotel for four nights. Djokovic, he wants to play in the Australian Open. He's won it nine times before. If he wins it this time, he'll break the record for most career Grand Slam titles that he currently shares with Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. And Hall of Fame wide receiver Don Maynard has passed away. He was 86 years old. He was the main target for Joe Namath with the Jets back in the 60s. Again, a part of that big Super Bowl III win over the Baltimore Colts. When Don Maynard retired back in 1973, he was the pro football career receiving leader with 633 catches, 88 touchdowns, and nearly 12,000 yards. One of the great receivers of the 1960s, Don Maynard passes away at the age of 86. That's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.